3 days into the month of November 2021. We have just about 2 months to the end of the year. I'm going to try to count and see how many days left. 2021 started just like yesterday, and now we're gradually coasting home and getting set for yet another brand new year, 2022. So before long now, the old stories, the dates, including the in our conversations on radio and everywhere else, we'll be mentioning 2022. Aye, 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 how time flies. I know some of you are looking at the list of things that you're supposed to tick on your bucket list, and you're like, yo, I don't even have the pen, talk less of ticking. I know that feeling. But you know, it is said that when there is hope, when there is life, I mean, there is hope. And that's a common saying. But sometimes we need to take these common or regular sayings and internalize them to become a part of us, to make them that motivation we need to keep going. I keep quoting my mom, who told me many years ago that, Collins, whatever comes to you as a man or woman is equal to you. Now, he said that in my local dialect at the time, and converting that into English, that's why it sounds, whatever comes to you is equal to you. The actual meaning is that you have the ability to overcome whatever it is you're faced with. And that's why, as a techist, we come here every morning to remind you of how much power you've got. But that power can only be drawn from a positive place. And that's why we kickstart the show, irrespective of whatever the situation is, with promoting positivity and reminding you that you can attract positivity by just getting excited about life, by, you know, also accepting the situation, but also not letting it weigh you down, but also getting excited and also being appreciative about life. Welcome to What's Up Lagos with the Techers this beautiful morning. How are you doing, Lagos, Nigeria?
How are you doing? Welcome, Lagos. It's 12 minutes past 10 o'clock right now. Today is Wednesday, it's the third day of November 2021, and we are all happy to be alive, right? We're glad to be alive, and I always say this, what a day to be alive indeed. How are you, Lagos? We hope that you woke up on the bright side, and it's a new day to be grateful for life, it's a new day to be excited for life, it's a new day to stay positive. And shout out to Collins, you always come through with the intro.
Thank you, man. I don't know where that came from.
You always come through with the intro. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am fine.
I love this. I just noticed this. I'm going to steal one or two.
Guys,
I'm talking about the beat in her hand. She's wearing an amazing beat that I love, that I'm going to steal at the end of the show. You look beautiful, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Why did you look at me like that?
Because you're saying you're going to steal what? I don't get.
The bead. The bead.
Okay.
I'm going to pick it up.
Okay.
I know you don't like sharing the bead, but I'm going to take it.
Okay.
How are you? How did you sleep?
I'm fine. I slept well. So something happened yesterday.
Yes.
It's my turn to cast the casted. So something happened yesterday, and I cannot believe that Collins was jealous.
Before?
Like really, really jealous. So I was scrolling through my phone on Instagram, and I saw a very, you know, a cute picture of Vector. Oh my goodness. I saw a picture of Vector. He had a very huge smile on his face. And besides, yes, Vector, if you're listening, you have a very cute smile. And so I showed Collins that, oh, look at this picture. And he said, what should I do with it?
I don't know.
Why are you showing me this picture? I'm like, wait, what? Are you jealous? And apparently,
I don't see it's my own.
I saw a cute, a nice looking picture.
So Vector is on the list now among the people I want blown now.
What are you saying?
Punch.
I can't believe you. So are you trying to say
ranking,
I'm not crushing on him? No.
Okay.
I just saw the picture.
Okay.
And it looked good.
Okay.
He had a broad smile on his face.
And you show me.
And I showed you, like,
as
this
who?
Picture looks good. I want to show you a picture.
No. As the
as the judge of good smiles.
Yeah.
The judge of beautiful smiles.
No, no.
Of people's faces.
No, so that you can appreciate what appreciate I'm appreciating as well.
As well.
Well, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you appreciating a fellow man who looks cute.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's why I was showing
you. But I don't about you. Show me Vector smile. What's wrong with Vector smile?
Oh, God.
Oh, Vector.
I cannot believe it.
No, better believe it, oh. Better believe it. Part of the moment, the show of love. It's being generous.
No.
This smile was actually cute.
Yeah.
But why are you showing me?
Wanted you to see how beautiful the picture looked and appreciate it as well.
Okay. Let's flip the coin.
Okay.
All right. Let's flip this coin.
Yeah.
I pick up my phone. Boom. Yeah.
And you probably were scrolling.
I'm scrolling.
Yes.
And I see. Who do I use now?
Do I be a crush? Beautiful looking. It's not a crush, for God's sake.
Okay. Oh. No, let me just say generally. Oh, and I see a beautiful. I see a lady. And it's not smile, I show you, it's something else.
Why would you show me something else?
Oh.
But even if you show... No, but really, even if you showed me something else, I'd be like, okay, yeah.
So okay, yeah, what?
Why are you showing it to me?
Why? Isn't that what I did?
Yes, that's what you did. But I later told you why I was showing it to you.
Okay. So you're showing me because it was a...
It was a beautiful picture.
Okay, I'm going to show you one picture now.
It was a beautiful picture. What picture do you want to show me?
I'll show you a beautiful picture now. You want a beautiful picture? I will show you a beautiful picture.
Yeah, today, not today.
Guys, we're coming. You know, just give us a few more minutes. Let's settle this matter. I just sat on my own. Vector is smiling. He's smiling on his own. And the smile was actually cute. I love the smile. I love to see people smile. But the fact that it is Andrea that showed it to me.
What exactly is the big deal? You guys needed to see.
No.
I was like, what?
No.
I'm going to tell the whole of Lagos what you just did. Right?
No. Now you brought it on the radio.
Absolutely.
So if I show you a picture of an endowment. And I'm appreciating maybe a picture of a lady.
Did I show you a picture of Vector's endowment? Did I show you any endowment?
Okay.
No. I showed you a picture of him looking cute.
And smiling.
And I said, and I said, look at this picture. So if you show me a picture of a woman looking cute, and you know, you show me, look at this
picture.
You know,
cute is relative.
I will smile at it as well and appreciate it.
Cute is relative.
Okay.
To a man, what they call cute as a woman and what the man calls cute, they are different.
I cannot believe you, man.
Anyways.
I really cannot believe you.
You know, I'm happy you brought this because I may not be the only one who is a jealous husband who is a jealous partner.
Somebody shoot me.
All right. So, for those who are out there, how do you handle a situation where your partner is appreciating somebody else?
Oh, goodness.
You know, of the opposite gender.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your partner, it happens a lot, even when you're watching a movie and it's, wow, that guy is so sexy,
or it's, so
wow,
cute.
That lady's got endowment,
she's so beautiful.
Partners, how do you handle it? How do you deal with such a thing? Because me, I just change it straight. I say, what for? What
God.
For? You know what? That's how we just hate Vector for nothing now. Don't take us too seriously, but hey, guys. It was shocking to me initially. Let's get back. Jokes aside.
Okay.
When he showed me, I was like, what?
Okay.
You say, look at this. The smile is cute. I say, it's cute. What's going on here? That was his next night. You know, for the moment, I'm going to accept as a man. I will not come and be forming Rambo.
Yeah.
I was jealous, like, cute Bawu. I know you've told me a number of times how cute my smile is. Guys, in case you don't know, you can check it out. I have an amazing smile. I have a wonderful lips. Yes. Those are my endowments.
Stop saying that.
Those are things that, you know, she actually caught my attention to. I did not know. So it's not a matter of... But from nowhere, it just a Vector cute smile.
I was scrolling on Instagram. You know, and that's brightness. Maybe the positivity that a picture was exuding. Maybe there was just something that was special about that picture.
It was a genuine smile.
Yeah.
I could see the genuine.
You know, and then I'm like, this popped in my face. Like, this picture is cute. And I showed you and it became...
No. Show me how. Am I the judge of cute pictures and faces and smiles?
I can't believe it.
No, it's true. I was jealous. Initially, when you now told me because of the smile, I said, okay. Also, and there are many reasons. So, guys, how do you handle such a thing? Trust me. Except if you don't love that person. Except if you are pretending. My brother, you go do gish gish. One way or the other, you could be like, cute how? Cute as well. Cute what? Let's give out the phone lines right now.
0700-993-993-993. Yeah, if you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. You can send a WhatsApp. Let's get to hear from you. And in this case, I really judge the matter, but it's not just about us. But how about you? Have you been in that situation? Have you ever felt jealous by a statement of your partner? Or maybe calling your attention to something. You're watching a movie, say, oh, that guy. Oh, man, I love. Maybe you are dark. And he's admiring one fair-looking somebody on TV. You'll be like, okay, okay. Are you indirectly telling me something?
I'm okay.
No, no. And things like that. You have some messages.
Absolutely. There are messages on WhatsApp. And this one here says, it's coming from Ire. Ire from Maryland says, let's not even play. That man, Vector, has one of the most beautiful smiles anybody can wear.
That's right.
He says, Mr. Collins, no big competition. Just appreciate and walk a pass. He said, I love you guys.
If I give it a hand, yeah. Left hand. I agree. I've also admitted that he has an amazing smile.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, for those of us who have amazing smiles, we know when we see one. But the fact that he was showing me, what for? I know. Azubike is on the line.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Mr. and Mrs. Collins, Teke, Adobe. I'm so much excited for you guys' show this morning.
Thank you.
And anytime you will come on this type of show, I feel so much delighted by myself.
We're happy to hear.
Because two of you are great people.
Thank you.
Listening to you, like this morning time by you.
Yeah.
You people boast my morale.
Aww.
Every day by day when I listen to you guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Coming to the talking point this morning.
Yes, yes.
I myself, I'm so much jealous of somebody. And instead of somebody tell me such a thing like that, it's better that he hide it within himself.
Uh-huh.
Because if he eventually say it out, I'll not be feeling happy with that person. So if that is nothing of a social media of a thing, I can be able to ignore such a thing. But if it is something physical, I cannot take the matter so light. I can be
very
so
jealous.
Very terrible.
Okay.
That situation where that change happens.
All right. Thank you for sharing with us, Azubi.
Show me that kind of thing. It's better that you keep it to yourself.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Samson is on the line. Hi, Samson. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Collins and Adre Odugi Teke.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Collins, I look alive for you. Me, I go jealous too. I didn't tell you. My wife don't try her one day now when she show me one guy like that. I say, see, now backhand I go give you.
I can't believe you guys. Why?
Is it that because funny enough, the guy is bigger than me. His dick structure is quite cool.
Okay.
And she was like, look at this guy's chest. I said, this guy's chest. I said, you don't want to go to your papa house.
Man, thank you, something I appreciate. It's always conscious. You know, the truth is, men could be dying in silence in this thing.
I know, right?
Mine is also, you know me. I'm jealous, but it's not.
I know.
It was a joke.
I know.
That for sure.
I know.
But this one, it got me. I couldn't hide it. First of all, he's taller than me. He came here the other day. I was thinking of him. Anyway, you know, I ask you to smile. For what? Anyways.
No vex.
You know, but I know vex. Just me, express myself, yeah. But the reason we brought this on the radio is because there are a lot of people out there dying in silence. And some women or some men, they like pointing at other people. Pointing at other people. You know, it's not about just appreciating normally.
Yeah.
But when you know that somebody has insecurities in an area, you now point it out. Your man has pot belly, you're now showing him somebody broad chest.
No.
It will change it for you.
That could also be another way. That is aside from what we're saying right now. That is aside from both of us. I'm just trying to make example from what you just said. What if the woman is just showing, you know, her man so that she, you know, he can
double as example.
Yeah, so that he can, you know, put effort.
What if I have chosen to have one pack? Anyways, or a lady, you know that your woman is probably endowed on one side, not endowed on the other side, and you now be showing them, say, I love this lady. I love this lady's structure. Oh, that slap, you go call it slap, I swear. And that slap will be valid. Anyways, let's take more calls. Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Yo.
Good morning.
What's up, Lakers?
What's up, Lakers?
Chest alive.
This is Shalom calling from Ota.
Welcome.
I'm enjoying your program so much.
Thank you.
Talking of jealous in a relationship, I have two incidents like that I will call during my relationship. For instance, one of such was when I received a call from a lady.
Okay.
In the evening. My wife was like, who was that? What was she calling by this time? I said, nothing, man. It's just my first girl. I just don't want to tell me that she has gotten home. She said, no. What was she calling at this time? Why wasn't she waiting tomorrow before she give you the feedback? As a matter of fact, I had a close friend of mine. Just what you are talking about. Because of the safety and also to secure her marriage. Off social media, altogether.
Okay.
It's not that serious, so. Because each time she opens up his phone to browse, the following day, the wife gets IDP. Because maybe because of the ladies and other things, she may be seeing and maybe chatting with. Okay. So it's a serious case, so.
Wow.
Although we're laughing over it, but it's a serious, serious case.
That's right.
I agree with you, actually.
Some people could be dying in silence as I speak.
This man here says it's a serious case. This is Hassan from Korodu. But we need to go on a break. We'll come back. We'll take Hassan's message.
Listening to Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3, Nigeria Info. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. This beautiful day. And the city that never sleeps. Welcome indeed for those joining us for the first time. We are in the banter, the first half of the show that brings to you the feel of Lagos. We're asking how you're doing. And then Andrea decided to, you know, like cast me this morning. And it's okay. I love the casting because I know that a lot of people are on that boat. Whether men or women or girls or boys are in that boat. You know that feeling you get when your partner is appreciating somebody else, you know, beside you. And I know that is a painful place to find yourself. Some people will use maturity, just boom, you know, just, but it bites them. So that's hypocrisy. So in my own case, she showed me a picture of a good friend of ours who's been here a number of times. That's talking about Vector, smiling. It was a genuine smile. I enjoyed it. I liked the picture. I even loved the picture. But because she now just, from now, I'm just sitting on my own, she just showed me the picture and said, okay, see Vector picture. I say, And so what? He said, the smile is cute. It's cute how? Cute where?
Don't you know? Be jealous.
And I just back. I say, what's cute about? What's, I was, you know, and I, she now said, no, I don't mean it this way. I say, I understand, but why are you showing me? Am I a judge of, am I a dictator of, or I don't know. The determinant of cute, it's cute, keep it to yourself. You know, stuff like that. But hey, we decided to bring you on the radio today. I'm happy she brought it on radio, Andrea. And that's because a lot of people certainly are in this situation and would love to express themselves. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's an opportunity for a woman to express themselves to the man and let them know. Or the man and vice versa, as it were.
Okay.
So yeah, we have some messages.
Absolutely. Hassan from Ikorodu here says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. The talk is serious, so... Imagine my wife and I was in church and my wife said the man opposite me looked sweet. Then I asked her, Minka?
Okay, you don't look sweet now.
No, that's not what it means.
That's what
it
means.
I think that we should understand it this way.
Please.
Now, if your significant other, if your husband or your wife shares a picture with you, shows you a picture of somebody else looking beautiful, it does not necessarily mean that you are not beautiful or you are not cute or you are not handsome as well.
So what does it mean?
It might just mean that she is, you know, appreciating another person. Mm-hmm. And it might just be that he's also appreciating another person. Simple.
Oh, Gali Mehe.
Gali Mehe, what?
Go hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there are a lot more messages. Damn Lola here says, Collins, I'm by your side. Imagine me taking my partner to an event and my partner sees one artist and starts crying and she goes, waka come house with her leg.
Fan. I know it's like that.
I don't understand.
Me, I can cry if I see artists. So it depends on the connection you have with the craft of the artist.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly. David from Mikorodu here says, the tech artist, it pretty looks, Collins didn't notice Andrea Komo radio voice by lightning speed the moment he mentioned it.
I noticed that nice switch. Thank
Okay. Anyway, for me, I keep my appreciation to myself because 2 months, we go still, they settle the matter. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Andrea's smile is such an oh my goodness, and magnetic. So you see, he's appreciating my smile.
It's okay. I don't have anything against that. I can appreciate.
But thank
I don't
you.
Have anything about
thank you, David.
Thank you, David, on behalf of... Oh my God.
Okay. Cyril from India here says, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Teke and the little Teke 3. Love you guys so much for always putting a smile on our faces daily. He says, regarding topic, that's how my ex-girlfriend showed me a guy on Instagram with 6 bags. She said, wish my potbelly was like this. Two days later, I coincidentally show her Destiny Etiko,
big hips.
Big hips.
Wow.
It says, I'm on a pastor friend settle also.
You see, because he was trying to fight back. Like, why are you showing me a 6-pack? What if in our family we have made up our mind?
That is 1-pack we're going to have.
We're going to have. Anyway, by the way, I'm not a 1-pack person. I'm a very fit guy, so I'm not saying it. But if people's family decided that it's 1-pack they want to have, how is that a problem?
Oh, God. Okay, another one here says, good morning, the techers. My name is Gideon. So recently, my girlfriend showed me a picture of Timini Egbuso as her celebrity crush. Me says, show her a picture of Rihanna as my celebrity crush. He says, I'm going to come and see jealousy from her.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Another person here says, good morning, Collins. I just want to say I love it when Collins is talking and laughing at the same time. It's sweet. Oh, my gosh. See, as I sat here alone listening to you guys and smile like a mumu. He says, love you both. Andy and Collins, my role model couple.
Uh-huh.
Love you guys all the way from Taraba States. I'm a regular listener.
Wow.
Thank
Shout
you so
out
much.
To you and to everyone listening in Taraba.
Absolutely. Phone lines are buzzing.
Let's take some calls. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Nigerian Info.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, dad. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
I'm a first-time caller.
Wow, welcome. Good to have you.
I'm Anderson by name, calling all the way from Surrey.
Oh, welcome, Anderson.
Yes, sir. So let me talk about what you will have said. It happens to me in my house,
too. Oh, let's hear.
Every time I'm watching a film being acted and this girl is dead, I'm destined to cope.
Okay.
Because she looks like one of my girlfriends back in the village.
Okay.
Every time I watch that film and she's dead, that excitement used to be there. I'll say, look at my girl, destined to cope. And my wife will be angry. She gets angry at all times.
Wow.
You know, and if she's watching any film too that the girl is acting, you will say, see your destiny.
Oh my.
All right, thank you for
thank
sharing.
Thank you for sharing. Well, please. I mean, I know it's a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, you just forget yourself and you say, oh my God, look at that guy. Oh my God, see that babe. And your partner is there. She go, friend, look at the babe.
But I think that, I mean, in some cases, right? Mm. Understanding your partner, right? And knowing how either secure they are in themselves before, you know, doing that. But sometimes, right, you just want to you just want to appreciate another person. You just want to appreciate God's creation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know that we're free to the point where you even take pictures of guys. I don't mention anybody.
Okay.
That, you know, you used to show me pictures of people that look, these guys look great. Mm-hmm. You understand? These are things you can copy. I mean, you have a better body structure. Mm-hmm. You have a better, you better look. Just take care of yourself. Just pay attention to this. Yeah. You've done it a couple of times and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know that for sure, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes you go be like,
why am I
showing this? Right? So, but the truth is,
yeah,
most times I understand that women do that because they want the best. They want
for
the,
their man.
Their man.
Yeah.
And so men are just Adama. I don't want to change. If you don't love me like this, we're not saying we don't love you. You understand what I'm saying? I'm speaking for the women now. Mm-hmm. But they're just saying that you could look better.
Yeah.
You could be better. Mm-hmm. Because society has a way of judging people's appearance, how they look. Mm-hmm. You appear and then, you know, imagine husband and wife are moving and then, you know, they'll be wondering, is that the husband, is that the wife, is that the girlfriend or a maid, or is that the husband or just a bodyguard or whatever it is. So because of all these things, it also affects partners one way or the other.
Yeah.
I understand that. But, you know, some people cannot take it.
Why can't some people take it?
Because it is painful.
Okay.
It's cute. Your smile is cute.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Yes.
Welcome.
Oh. Welcome.
This is Andrea Teke. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Ikenna speaking.
Welcome, Ikenna.
Welcome, Ikenna.
Yes. Talking about I'm not married, so I don't even have any word I'm trying to tell or see this girl or I see that person. This is my crush.
Mm.
But I've always believed that, you know, for people should come to that understanding where they just appreciate themselves and like themselves for who they are and how they appear. Mm. And why do I say this? I say this because I believe that everyone is good.
Mm.
Every guy out there is handsome and every lady out there is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Just that for sometimes we don't even know how good we look.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know how wonderful we appear. So sometimes we don't even know how best to appreciate ourselves. And that's why when someone says, look at G-Mike, you know, I like this guy, you know, the man on the other side is feeling upset. Or you hear someone say, oh, look at Omotoland, you know, the lady out there, the lady on the other side is feeling upset. Just because people don't know how good they are.
That's right.
But I actually believe that people are actually wonderful if they can do a little bit of touching and a little bit of work on themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Ikenna.
Well said.
Well said indeed.
And a round of applause for that thought. Because at the end of the day, everyone is fearfully and wonderfully made.
Absolutely.
And everyone is beautiful.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
It. So, I mean, when your partner shows you a picture of another person that he or she admires, that does not necessarily mean that you are not handsome or you are not beautiful. I think that most of the time, or maybe it should become a habit, if you're in a relationship with someone or you're married, make it a habit to constantly appreciate how your partner looks.
Yep.
Right, because that also helps to boost your confidence. It also helps with your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
We're all not confident, right? We're all not built confidence. Sometimes it takes us, another person, right, pointing us to a certain direction of what we look, how we look, and that helps to boost, you know, the confidence, right?
Absolutely.
And the self-esteem as well. So maybe as partners, make it a habit to constantly appreciate your partner.
That's right. There's some messages on WhatsApp while we move on. Let's take
Gabriel from Logba says, Gabriel Logba, right, from Satellite Town, here says, what's up, Lagos, Andrea and Collins? I initially thought that you guys were acting a script that would take listeners to the next level. Okay. It says, the truth be told, one must be jealous if the opposite sex is admiring another person. Is that what you're trying to say? Opposite sex is being admired by a partner, my partner. Okay. All right. Another here is saying, let's see, call it an Andura emergency report. There's a massive leakage of gas pipeline in Keja area, Computer Village, Anifowoshe, Oba, Accra of Lagos State. Citizens advised to stay away from such area.
All right, good. If you're around that, neighborhood, please ensure that you can give us more updates, or please, you heard it, an emergency, a massive leakage, says, of gas pipeline in the Keja area. That's Computer Village, like you heard from Andrea giving that message there. So, guys, we'd like to get more update if there is. If you have also, you know, can confirm that report. Our news team, of course, would also be on ground to ensure that the update is brought your way.
Thank you for that, for bringing us that information, Obed. Okay, another here. This is, what's your name now? Freeman. He says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. One and only couple on air personalities. I'm Freeman from Ikorodu. My experience on this discussed matter is this. I was seeing a movie with my girlfriend at the cinema one day, and I admired a lady on the movie where we were seen, and I was like, damn, show me what your mama gave you. It was a Nigerian movie, you know. I didn't know she left me at the cinema and went home that day. She did not cook anything, and wow, I had to go to bed on an empty stomach, and till today not going to the cinema again for us. Really?
Wow.
Now that's extreme.
Well, extreme from the lady or the man?
I don't know. I think from both ways.
Show me what your mama gave you.
I don't know.
You walk home?
It doesn't...
What? Okay,
extreme from the lady's part.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a movie. It's not like he has any personal, what's it called, with
the
character in the movie. Mm. But, like, I mean, it now depends on how he said it that could get her triggered.
Is that what he went there to do? To go and ask the actor to show
what
the mama gave
you? To show you what the mama gave you. I don't understand. But, you know, she also didn't react.
This matter, you guys know your partner. If you do not know your partner, don't go and say the one I will collect. You call it left hand. But the truth is, we should learn as a people, like you've said earlier, to appreciate ourselves more often.
Mm.
Once I know you appreciate, for example, there's nothing about me that you haven't told me. All the beautiful things about me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing about you that I haven't told you.
Yeah.
We appreciate each other. So whenever I hear that or see that, I'm like, yeah, nah, it's just one of these. But at the same time, as human beings,
mm-hmm,
that jealousy will still be there somehow.
Yeah. Especially when it's somebody you're in love with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's okay. And it's okay to express yourself. We didn't fight because of that.
No.
It didn't turn to, I'm not talking to you. We just laughed over it, and the next thing is on the radio, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
But that feeling of jealousy, or that feeling of a bit of, you know, it happened, and there's nothing wrong. There's
nothing.
Because the more you suppress it, you want to hide it, you don't want to address it, or let your partner know that this thing pricked me,
mm-hmm,
or because of ego, you don't want them to know that you are jealous,
mm-hmm,
or but you're hurting yourself.
I even love the fact that you expressed that you were jealous. I mean, it just made me feel some kind of safe.
Yes.
That, you know, our heart is still there.
Yeah. It's still beating.
It's still beating. You know, so it's a good thing, Fashion. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
The tech is.
Mm.
Wow. Awesome.
Great.
Okay. My name is Stanley. I'm calling from Lagos.
Welcome,
Stanley.
Only is this, you know, easy, yo. Serious, let's be real here. Everybody's saying it's just to understand. Even God himself said, no worship, don't worship anyone because I am a jealous God. Do you know what that means?
Hmm.
It's not easy for someone to just show you something or show you one guy that he looks good and everything, and you not start thinking something else.
Hmm.
What is the something else that you will be thinking?
Have you been...
It somehow is, you know, that when something like that is said,
mm-hmm,
you start to, that is your first response, comparison, yeah, like, mm-hmm,
that
is she seeing this guy that he looks, this person looks good, better than me,
mm,
you know, that at first.
Yeah.
So it's normal for one to feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm, even if there is nothing. It's not easy. Oh, someone just saying, show, like, Andre, you showed him, and I would say this, I would just keep quiet, like, yes.
Have you had that experience? before?
Yes, I have. I think she said, this guy really look good. She said, this guy really look good. I just kept quiet. I was looking at him. Say something now. What do you want me to say? He looks good now.
Abby,
you know, oh, God.
Let me tell her that. That lady and that girl looks good. That girl looks good. You just see the silence. And even then, they will just, even for you to, even a lady is coming, maybe both of you are walking, you and the girl, and some girl is coming, and she really, really looks good. That is when I even become so serious and just be talking to her.
Okay.
At first, when she's coming, she's looking at you, whether you are looking at her.
That's it.
She's looking at you, whether you are looking at her. So then, when you're talking, I'll start saying something, I'll be looking at her. But I've seen that girl, I'll be looking at her. Look at her now.
That's a boy.
When you get home.
That's a guy code. Don't put it on radio, man. Hide that. It's a guy code. Thank you very much. It's a guy code. Every guy looks. Before the wife or the partner gets to realize that you have looked, trust me, they have looked.
Okay.
They have looked, they have come out. They have moved on. You know, just to avoid past stories that touch.
Yeah, he made a valid point that, you know, the first reaction that comes when your partner shows you the opposite sex looking good, right? The first reaction is a reaction of being insecure or comparison. Doesn't mean that this person looks better than I do. It doesn't mean that my partner is already looking at this person in some kind of way.
Uh-huh.
But the truth is, it still comes back to you as an individual who they show that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? You know yourself. You know your man or you know your woman. She's just appreciating. There's nothing extra. Simple and short. That's just it.
Oh my God.
That's just it. True. I mean, at the end of the day, hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Wow.
My name is Collins. Collinzo. My name's Sage.
Collinzi, Collinzo.
Oh my God.
I'm with you on this one because it's in fact, maybe generally all Collins are jealous.
Yes.
Because my spouse or my partner cannot just bring a picture and tell me that this guy is cute. Look at his smile, then I'll be happy. As an Urobo man that I am.
You go both.
The code Jomaoto, please don't kill my brother for me. In fact, better will not come to that session again. Tell him, please. Make sure that I like to do what you guys are doing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you, Collins. Appreciate it.
He said he shouldn't allow me to come
in. Man, Oh, boy. But let it pin me. Oh, boy. One more call. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing since morning. Since like you guys come in, I'm telling you. You know, the last time I really feel that they said if I still make a talk, you know, go end for young. You know, go end for years because it was really a serious issue between me and my girl.
Okay.
But actually, we were watching a movie like that, and then there was this girl. That time, she showed me the picture of the girl, and I'm like, okay, I'll show you the picture of the girl. So she was like, ooh. She was like, she can't believe that I can really do that to her. Then she take a walk, and I take a walk that night. We didn't eat, she didn't cook, and then that was the end to everything that we had together.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Seriously. And then I really get the why. I have to watch that movie with her. As soon as I know, I could watch that movie on my own personal time.
Child.
Not with her. Yeah.
Yes.
So sorry.
Sorry about that.
I'm telling you guys. I really enjoy you guys.
Thank you.
What you're doing there is bringing back memory of the past.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoy you guys. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You see, there are levels to this jealousy.
There are levels, though.
We need to go on a break quickly. We'll be right back. Lagos, stay with us. Welcome back. Lagos, 10:57 on the clock. And in just a few minutes, we'll be headed straight to the newsroom. But before then, we have WhatsApp messages.
Mm-hmm.
David AB from Bielsa here says, what's up, Lagos? I don't really express my jealousy so loud because because I'm an introvert, but my girlfriend extremely loves when I'm jealous and therefore tries to trigger my jealousy by doing things that makes me jealous, and it's annoying. Okay.
Was that what you did, by the way?
No.
It was not at all.
It was just a genuine, it was very innocent, trust me.
Okay. I believe you. But it felt good that I was jealous.
Yeah.
What if I just say, wow, cute smile, wow.
And, we join in the merriment. Yeah, actually.
All right. Okay. Okay. Let's take one more call. Hello.
Bluetooth now.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, good morning. You're the last caller before we run away. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm on to Nigeria. Yeah, right.
You're live. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Please, concerning the program on hand.
Yes. What's your name, by the way?
I just had a story relating to it about my friend.
Okay.
He actually met this lady on Facebook. And these two guys, the guy and the lady, we are both working in the same company. And the lady is actually friending a boyfriend of hers who just left that same company. So, are you following me, sir?
Yes, quickly, Wade, because we're running in a second.
She after chatting with this guy, she put down her phone. Later, his boyfriend went and picked up the phone and saw the chat. So, he went and started asking the lady, what is he doing with this guy? What are they all about? So the girl got angry and smashed the phone on the floor.
Wow.
The guy was actually trying to ask for explanation, but...
Wow. That's quite extreme. What was he hiding? What's going on? We'll conclude this right after the news, and then we'll bring you Techie Talk right afterwards. Stay tuned. 2 minutes past 11. Welcome. Before we get into the Techie Talk, let's wrap up with some messages that were sent in the first hour. A lot of people have been talking, and it'd be good to hear all the messages quickly before we switch into our Techie Talk for today.
That's right. Adesho from Ikorodu says, there was a day I decided to turn to my man. I scrolled on my phone and saw a six-packed man. I told him, this is not like your own hunger pack. he went to gym for 2 months and always asked me after each session at the gym, how is my hunger pack growing to six pack? I just kept my mouth shut throughout those 2 months. Love you guys. And she's asking that a female only lion be back. And don't worry, we'll be back before you know it. David AB from Bielsa here. I think we've taken your message earlier. So another one is coming from Dean Edozie Dean Naji. He says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, my most endearing couple. Collins, I feel your pain. So we can't love what we hate. Please guide your territory with passion.
That's what I do.
Oh, goodness. My heart still goes out to the families who lost your dear ones at Ikoyi 2 days ago.
That's right.
Thank you for that message. Another is coming from Joy. Joy from Adra says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. I don't think I can allow my babe to do that. One day, I was walking with my girlfriend. Yeah, I don't mind the name. I'm a guy. And then one handsome guy walked past us and my babe was like, aw, see his pink lips.
Sorry, I had to laugh. But sorry.
No. It says, I was like, kilo me. I asked her if she would allow me to appreciate another girl's backside in her presence. She says no. Since then, she has learned to compliment me more. Myself fine now. What nonsense. Okay.
Yeah, I can feel you around this. I feel you again.
All right, I think that's a bit we have. This one is celebrating his birthday today. This is Banky Tim. Says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. I'm in support with Mr. Teke. Celebrate with me today. It's my birthday. Shout out to you.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Righty. Let's see. This is coming from who? All right. Let me take this one and then we move. Mm-hmm. Okay. This person here says, this is Ade from our papa says, Collins, we to be careful. At times, they don't really know what they want. I don't think you... Okay. He says, we were having a chat one day and my wife mentioned if I've noticed how big the hips of a particular sister in church was. I said no, because I've never observed that. Hmm. The next week, I told my wife she was right about the sister and her hip size. Now, serious wahala, because I had to start explaining who gave me permission to look at the hips in the church.
Oh, boy. That setup, now how come you didn't know?
Okay.
That's a major setup.
Okay.
Don't near the hips.
Shiba here says, good morning, the techers. My wife used to tell me how she liked Bolanle Ninaloa, a.k.a. Makanaki. It used to get me upset, not until I showed her my own crush too, Nancy Sime, and we are even. Anytime we see them on TV, we just look at each other and smile. Okay, I like that understanding. Boom from Sulay here says, women can be jealous for Africa. I don't think it's a woman thing. It's a human thing, all right? So let's leave that woman part out. He says, my car broke down and I called her friend just to gist together. When she knew, I solved John question. No, be smart. Anyways, you guys, thank you. Thank you for dropping your messages. We appreciate all of them. All of them. Aloha says, he says, aloha the techers. My wife tried it some time ago. I changed her for him. Smartin say, I know not him. Are you kidding? I says, don't think it's a cool thing to do, especially among spouses. Okay. Etim Godwin from Lekki says, good morning, the techers. The last time my ex-girlfriend did that to me, we ended up separating. Since that incident, I left keeping mute and act like a woman, make I no commit last. Okay. I think that's a bit, but I really don't see anything wrong with showing your partner, another person, the opposite sex, if you get to appreciate them. But it's okay if you don't feel comfortable with it and you tell your partner, I know that you're just showing me this to appreciate how this other woman looks or how this other man looks, but it makes me feel a certain way and I don't appreciate it. Can we cut that out?
Mm-hmm.
If we have that understanding, fine. I won't show you, or you know, your partner won't show you anymore. So they look and they pass.
That's right, because not everyone can take it.
Absolutely.
And there's some people who have grown, mature. I remember the very first day you actually showed a picture of somebody and said, you could actually look better than this person. You actually do this and all that. Mm-hmm. I remember how I felt. All right, I remember how I felt.
Yeah.
But growing also over time, mm-hmm. and then I got to realize the motive behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to realize that, look, at the end of a day, we're human beings.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm married to one person does not mean that, okay, I cannot appreciate any other person.
That's at all. Exactly.
You know, that's a lie that we're living by.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't appreciate your presence, maybe behind your back, I can appreciate and go further.
You know?
So once we know the limit of what their precision, you know, we have the limit, we can peg it, there's no problem.
But
also understand that the way we put it out there matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
bold enough to show me that one, because you know, worst case scenario, I can't react beyond extreme. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I also like the fact that you know that it was just an innocent gesture.
Absolutely.
You know, I like the part that you mentioned, that because we are married to someone does not mean that we cannot appreciate how other people look.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should, like you said, it's a lie that we're living living in right now. It doesn't mean that we cannot appreciate people. We see a lot of cute looking people around us every single day.
Yeah.
So it just goes back to you as an individual. Your level of self-concept
has
to go back to that.
And awareness.
Yeah, and awareness, what you can take and what you have come to know about yourself. And, you know, just stick by it. It's okay to appreciate anybody, even if it's an opposite sex.
Yep, that's right. That's really true. So, guys, we hope that was able to, like, you know, give some lessons or better our understanding of this experience. All right. Don't break up because somebody appreciates somebody else.
It's not that hard.
You know, except if you say if your hand no clean. If your hand no clean, you say maybe one plus one could equal be equals to two, and then two can lead to three or four or five and all that.
Yeah.
And you too, when you appreciate, make sure you end at appreciation. Don't go appreciate.
Yeah, go for that.
Don't go for that. See, and then for those who go, you know, get Anyway, let's
maybe it goes back to the intention.
Absolutely. The intention matters.
Yeah, the intention of you appreciating a person. What's your intention? Wait till you carry for mine. You know.
All right, guys. That's the much we can take on this half. But we will switch gears right now to bring you the Techie Talk conversation. And Techie Talk is where we talk the best of tech. It's Nigeria's number one technology information show on radio. For the past 3 years, we have been number one and we continue to be number one on Techie Talk. We'll be right back with that full effect shortly. Stay tuned. Morning, Lagos, Nigeria. Once again, it's 13 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. Welcome to Techie Talk on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Your number one technology information show right here on the radio. And today we have a follow-up on our talk on the e-Naira, which started last week. We have an update on that, and we'll be hearing from an expert as we proceed also to give us his own review and opinion about the e-Naira and possibly answer a number of questions about the e-Naira. As soon as we can connect with our we'll get to bring you that conversation with the next part as we proceed. In the meantime, we have our top tech stories for the week as they affect Nigerians, as we do each and every week. And we're going to commence with that right now. Stick around. We have something coming from the NCDC, the NITDA, something from Facebook, and something on cybersecurity also. All of these wrapped up in the story starting right now. Right, Andrea?
Absolutely. So which one are we kicking off with?
Let me take off with this information from the story that says that Information Security Society of Africa and Nigeria, that's ISAN, has expressed worry about the Nigeria's leading role in online fraud in Africa. Now, ISAN, which claimed that some $2 trillion was at risk, said all efforts must be harnessed to correct this menace.
Now, the president of ISAN, Dr. David Isiavwe, says he disclosed this at a webinar organized by the group with the theme Security Cyberspace to Enable Emerging Business Reality. He said cyber attacks on financial institutions and organizations were on the rise and called on banks to be more proactive and to ensure full protection of the cyberspace in order to mitigate the effect of cyber attacks.
And that's right. He also called for collaboration and information sharing amongst financial institutions, which he said was key to securing the cyberspace that would enable emerging business realities.
Right. So advising banks, financial institutions and businesses to put safety measures in place to guard against cyber attacks. The director of payment system management at CBN, Jimo Musa, said organizations must be ready at all times to prevent cyber attacks on their networks because the attackers would not stop at anything at all. In launching online attacks.
And that's right. Still on cybersecurity on Techie Talk this morning, the Director General of National Information Technology and Development Agency, NITDA, Malam Kashifu Inuha Abdullahi, says that protecting the integrity of personal information of Nigerians online remains a top priority of NITDA, as data is crucial, or should I say, a crucial component of the digital economy.
Now, the DG stated this at a panel discussion during Nigeria Bar Association Annual General Conference held in Port Harcourt, Rivers State.
Now, represented by Barrister Olufemi Inuwas, noted that every moment spent on the internet leaves personal data footprints on social media, places like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. He said even search engines like Google, Bing, Yahoo, etc., they're making companies get richer through free services, but your personal data as an individual is stored online. And that's what they're trading in.
Absolutely. He also said research has shown that the value of individual personal data on digital platforms It's about $12 per person. Thus paving way for technology companies to generate revenue. Now, data is the lifeblood of digital economy that includes metadata. The amount of data globally in 2022 was 44 zettabytes.
Wow.
Which the world is expected to reach 75 billion in Internet of Things devices by 2025. Wow.
You know, while we talk about that data is life, I know that when you hear that, most people talk about it like, the economy of the digital economy right now is data driven. And we're not talking about internet data, the megabytes. We're talking about your information online.
Your details.
Which has been harvested not only by you putting your details there. As far as you have a device, you're online, you go to search on the search engine or that Google, wherever your data is stored there. Hope you know. You are also...
On any social media platform.
Your data is stored.
Absolutely.
And this data, they say it ranges from like $12 per head. So imagine, imagine how much these companies are making. And that is why some companies have taken it upon themselves to start paying people for just being online.
Subscribing, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to the next story. And this has to do with the NCC and 5G. So we have the Nigerian Communications Commission plans to engage stakeholders on the fifth generation spectrum auction towards the implementation of 5G network in Nigeria.
Okay. Also, the commission will engage with the relevant industry stakeholders to examine the draft information memorandum for the upcoming auction of the 2.5 gigahertz spectrum band. Wow.
And, you know, this was contained in a press statement titled NCC Hosts Stakeholders Engagement on 5G Spectrum Auction, which was signed by the NCC's Director of Public Affairs, Dr. Ikechukwu Adinde, on Tuesday. That's a good one. So 5G is still a conversation, and hopefully, because without 5G, all of you are excited about Facebook change of name and the new realities. It might be impossible to even enjoy the meta services if you do not have strong internet. Anyways, we'll get to that story. But let's move on.
Let's move on to the next story. Oh. And we're talking about Facebook. Now, we said earlier, I think we said that last week, that Facebook would be changing its name. Which is more or less...
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, yeah. The mother company of both Facebook, Instagram...
WhatsApp.
They will be changing their name. I remember we were asking, is it because of the scandals that, you know, has been coming? Is it that they don't want to associate the name, the big brand with such, you know? But anyways, let's give you the information. Now, finally, Facebook has changed its name to Meta in a major rebrand of the social media giant faces as and scrutiny over its business practices. The company said the new name would better encompass has what it does now, a reference to its plan to invest in virtual reality.
Well, and the firm has made it clear that its future goal is to create an online world called Metaverse, where people can work, game, and communicate in a virtual environment using virtual reality headsets. Now, from now on, I'm going to quote Zuckerberg, "We'll be Metaverse first, not Facebook first," CEO Mark Zuckerberg said. That was sometime on Thursday last week. Over time, he said, "You would not need to use Facebook to get to our services."
Wow. You wouldn't need Facebook to use our other services. You know, recently what we do is Facebook connects to both Instagram, Facebook connects to both WhatsApp.
Yeah.
But, you know, what this is trying to say is you might not be able to use Facebook to do that anymore because there's something larger, which is the Metaverse. Right. So last week, the company said it would hire 10,000 people in the European Union to build its Metaverse project. It is investing $10 billion in the project. In the words of Mark, he says, "Today we are seen as a social media company, but in our DNA, we are a company that builds technology to connect people. And the metaverse is the next frontier, just like social networking was when we got started." And that's what Mark Zuckerberg said.
Let's hear a bit of him, just so you know that we're not just quoting what was not said.
a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same. It's still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people. Hey, and welcome to Connect. Today, we're going to talk about the metaverse, starting with the most important experience of all, connecting with people.
Well, there you heard it. I mean, that's available online and people have been talking about what he's bringing. It's going to be so virtually real that, and that's where the world is going.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if I should be scared.
Of what the world will become?
Of what the whole thing would become. As much as we are embracing technology, as much as, you know, this is a big deal, especially, you know, if I'm really understand what Mark is trying to do with this metaverse.
Yeah.
It's more or less like a new kind of experience using the internet this time. It's not just social networking anymore. Mm-hmm. It's going beyond social networking.
That's right. It's more or less creating your own reality, creating your own world from the comfort of your home using virtual reality. My worry is it is not real at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But it's make-believe. And that's where the world is going to. Are you worried about the fact that people are going to lose touch to what is real?
That's it. That's actually my worry. If we can be all distracted with social media as it is right now, what would happen, you know, when we have that much space or that much connection? On, you know, using this new technology.
So with the metaverse, you can stay in your room and then connect with your people in the office. They are like an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could also talk to them, say hi to them. And you're an avatar over them in their own in their own system.
Yeah.
So it's like hologram. It's not like you have screens all around.
Mm.
It's a hologram. The ability for it to just come up. You know those things you see in movies that Star Wars, it was like, you know, far-fetched. They're coming to life right now. And all you need is those...
The virtual reality headsets.
Absolutely.
Have you tried any one of those?
Oh, boy.
Have you been to any game?
Yeah, I have. There's a time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They said I was shouting, I'm you, but hey.
It feels so real that, you know... You could actually feel like something is about to hit you.
Absolutely. And that's where the world's going. Good Techie Talk. We're here. We'll keep tabs on updates on Meta. And you are sure of getting that on Techie Talk right here. Now to our main conversation, which is the main cocoa of the discussion on Techie Talk today. We hope to connect with our guests also to give us an update. It's about the CBN e-Naira. There's an update on that.
Absolutely. Now, let me head straight to the news. It says, the initial enthusiasm that created the launch of the e-Naira last Monday seemed to have won as the number of downloads have reduced in the last 5 days. Now, rising about 180,000 on Tuesday to roughly 220,000 as observed on Sunday.
So it was also observed that within 48 hours after the app was launched on the App Store and the Google Play Store, now the number of downloads of the eNaira Speed Wallet and the eNaira Merchant Wallet was about 180,000 combined.
Mm. Oh, wow. However, following a barrage of negative reviews, the eNaira Speed Wallet, which is meant to, for consumers, was taken down for about a day upgrade and then restored. So if you were one of those who went to search for it and you couldn't find it, so it was brought down so that they can upgrade and meet the needs of people and probably resolve those challenges that you must have had while trying to upgrade the app. Now, since the app was returned on Google Play Store, the App Store downloads have been risen significantly.
And that's right. And today we are going to continue with the review and get your views and opinion on the eNaira on Techie Talk. So we'll also be speaking with one of Africa's biggest tech reviewer, Fisayo Fosudo, who will be joining us via the phone online shortly to talk about the eNaira while he's giving us an insight on how the eNaira works. He did a review recently which got my attention, and I know Nigerians will be interested in that. We'll talk about that right after the break.
Welcome back. You're listening to Techie Talk Live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3. Techie Talk, your number one technology information show on radio. And we are the Techers Live. We're looking at the CBNE Naira. How far so far? We gave an update earlier, and Nigerians still have been giving their reviews on it. We do have one of Africa's finest tech reviewer, if you like. He is also a visual storyteller and technology video producer with over 150,000 subscribers and more, still counting. A great guy, a friend of the house, a friend of Techie Talk. Indeed, I'm talking about V. Fisayo Fosudo. Hi, Fisayo.
Hi, Colin. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome, Fisayo Fosudo. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great this morning.
Okay.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. It's good to have you here. So we're talking the e-Naira. So we had this conversation last week, and apparently a lot of Nigerians still don't understand what the e-Naira is about. The speed wallet, the e-merchant wallet, and the rest and the likes. Would you like to share what this e-Naira really means to Nigerians as Lagosians this morning?
Okay, so in simple terms, e-Naira is basically a digital currency. It's the Naira, but digital. It's that simple. Think of it like, you know, right now we have paper money.
Yeah.
The CBN means this currency. Yeah. And by law, it's everybody must accept this currency as a means of exchange, mm-hmm, and a store of value, which is what money is. So right now, the CBN can just like go on the computer and, you know, just like print 1B in there. They can do that without having to waste any form of paper. So yes, that's a form of cost saving for like the government.
Okay.
That's digital Naira that they can now issue, mm-hmm, and, you know, call that valid currency, mm-hmm, that will be accepted by law. So it's just digital.
Okay.
And we can now, so the benefit for us is that we can now send this money via new technology like the blockchain,
yeah,
where it's easier. We can send it P2P. I tested the app and you can send money in like less than minutes. Kind of the same way with your normal bank, mm-hmm, but now there's a super app by the CBN where it's now much, much easier, okay, and it will be cheaper. I think the transaction fees are zero for now.
Okay.
So, it's kind of competing with the commercial bank.
Okay. So it's more or less the same thing like what we use, the commercial bank does.
Pretty much. Yes.
Okay.
So let's get to hear your own, as a reviewer of tech innovations, as it were. And is this a good development? Let me put it straight. Is it, if you're going to weigh the positives as against negatives, is this a good development, as it were, for Nigerians?
Yeah, thank you for the question. So I've been working on my own video. I've been like doing research. I've been reading a couple of articles.
Yeah.
And there's a huge white paper. Mm-hmm. It does basically documentation that states like the usefulness, the functionality, use cases of the e-Naira and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So from the perspective of what the government wants,
mm-hmm,
it seems like it's a good initiative whereby right now we have issues with like the foreign exchange. We all know how in $1 and $1 is.
Yeah.
We all hear it drummed into our ears every day, like the dollar, the Naira is losing against the dollar.
That's right.
You know that if you want to trade, if you want to travel,
mm-hmm,
it's hard to get dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go to the bank to get PTE, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we are an import-dependent country, Nigeria.
That's right.
This is why the price of sardine was 300 naira earlier this year, and mm-hmm, it's almost 700 naira.
That's right.
In November.
Mm-hmm.
So because of our import dependence, we really, really demand for dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And what the e-Naira is trying to solve again is one of our biggest means of foreign exchange, which is remittances.
Mm-hmm.
If we're able to receive this money in the normal exchange rate, which,
yeah,
kind of is a loss for some people, if we're able to receive this money at this exchange rate,
mm-hmm,
it can also help if we're able to access trade with this normal with this normal exchange rate using the e-naira, whereby people can actually send e-naira to us instead of just like dollars or trade with us with e-naira, which is much faster instead of dollars again.
Okay.
It's something that can help the economy. Well, Buhari, the president of Nigeria, said that it can help us make around 29 billion. That's with e-naira. But all of these things, they make sense on paper. But are Nigerians, are we going to produce more? Are we going to, you know, do all of these economically driven things? Are we going to stop being import dependent? I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Okay.
However, you know, there are some small benefits, again, like remittances, traceability of currency for the use of like illicit stuff. So we don't use that currency for fraudulent stuff. Again, since everything is on a blockchain, although a private blockchain by the CBN, if we're going to distribute cash, it's way easier with the e-naira. Okay. Everybody has a unique identity with the e-naira.
Okay.
It's the same for every single person. It's not like there's Polaris Bank, Sky Bank, JCB Bank, or anything. It's just e-naira.
Okay.
Everybody has an e-naira wallet and an e-naira tag. So that's easy. If you want to share like money to a group of people, just get their e-naira tag, send it to them. Okay. Again, trade, like I mentioned, you know, security and revenue collection for taxes and things like that. There are two apps. There's the e-naira normal app and then the merchant app.
Okay.
They will all have like transaction limits and things like that. Mm-hmm. So all of those things, they make sense. It's kind of like a startup at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We all know how the launch went, where 100,000 people downloaded it and it didn't really do well. 3,000 people rated it, and they rated it poorly.
Yeah.
That's because of the BVN registration issues that we had.
Let's email address
linked to the BVN.
Let's even talk about that. So I saw your video where you did a review of the e-naira and the likes. You mentioned quite a few things. One of which you mentioned was the control that the CBN would have when we all have whoever downloads this app gets to use the, you know, the users. It means that the CBN would have control, right? And you said that was somewhat of a worry. Is this something we should also worry about?
I really don't think it's something to worry about unless we are doing fraudulent transactions. I don't think there's anything to worry about, to be honest.
Okay.
The main thing is just for AML, anti-money laundering, and, you know, KYC, you know, your customer, the use of illicit, use of funds for illicit stuff. That's just the main thing. But if you're not involved in anything wrong, or if you're not a person of interest by the government, maybe something like that, I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Okay.
It should be transparent in that the CBN can see every single thing right now.
Okay.
Every single thing easily, rather than getting it from like a commercial bank.
All right.
All right. I mean, great. There are also worries of cybersecurity, you know, when it comes to anything E, you know, that's also susceptible to cyber attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nigerians have given several reviews. One of them include the fact that cybersecurity is a worry, that how strong, how well. Do you have such worries, or have you also thought of that as a major worry concerning this?
Yeah, funny enough, I saw something on the, I think it's the terms and conditions page on the e-naira website. People were taking screenshots.
Mm.
Although I didn't see it myself, I saw it from screenshots, which I can't really verify per se. However, there were things that people said, the CBN is not taking any responsibility if anything like that happens to you.
Mm.
So that's the thing that exists. Yes, it's possible because it's on the internet. It's possible if there's a very, very smart hacker or there's a drop where somebody has access to like a super password from, you know, an insider. If something like that ever happens, if there's a phishing attack, if there's anything, it just might be able to cause a disruption. But I don't see that happening.
All right. I don't know if In all, if you're going to speak to Nigerians right now, a lot of people still are in the page of, look, man, we don't know what this is about. It's meaningless. I'm getting comments on Facebook right now. People are saying it is meaningless. What is this about? Is that what the problem is? So what would be your parting shots on this e-Naira conversation as we wrap it up now?
So, I wouldn't necessarily say it's meaningless. I don't think it's meaningless. I think that some thought has gone into this. And I don't even know if I'm allowed to say, but I actually spoke to the creators of the e-Naira because I just really needed more information. And, you know, what they are is they are clients of the CBN. They are like technology providers.
Yeah.
What they want to, you know, the vision eventually is...
That's Beats, right?
Beats Inc., yes.
Yeah.
So the vision eventually is that if many countries can use like a digital currency, let me just cryptocurrency is a threat to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. We effectively sort of banned cryptocurrency or banned banks from enabling cryptocurrency transactions. People can still trade cryptocurrency; it's not illegal. However, banks should not like participate or aid this process. So digital currencies is kind of the alternative that actually benefits the country.
Okay.
That doesn't harm the country, because cryptocurrency, the government doesn't have any control over that.
Hmm.
It's on a public blockchain that you can do whatever you want to. And you are kind of anonymous. You are not really anonymous.
Hmm.
Unless you're using anonymous wallets. Most wallets are not anonymous wallets. So,
okay.
Anyway, that's right. But in terms of like the effectiveness, I don't think it is useless. I think if the aims are met, I think it's something that can sort of help the country itself, you know, not just for revenue generation as well, where they can actually see transactions and most likely have the proper taxes. If it catches on, it's a good thing. It can also be a bad thing as well for heavy investors in like the finance space and commercial banks, because I think this is sort of threatening to the businesses of commercial banks. Commercial banks make billions from bank charges and things like that.
Oh.
If the CBN comes with an app that doesn't have any bank charge,
okay,
I don't know how that would look.
That
like
would work, yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that you have used the app.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us your own review?
We have to watch my event.
How would you rate the app?
I think the design is cool. I've actually shared some of my thoughts on Twitter. I think the design is cool. I think the use cases, again, is cool. It's just the initial glitch where, you know, we all had that bad rating on Play Store. That was just not, it was not fair on people. I think the CBN or whoever was in charge, they should have done like user assessment test with a bunch of people. They should have done beta releases with a group of people, maybe like businesses, banks, influencers and things like that. Let them use the app first before even releasing it to the public, because now this was just released to the public and people just, they just give you 100,000 people license to insult you. It was just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
This is the normal things that startups do. Startups do user assessment tests. We've worked with a bunch of app launches. User assessment test is one of the most stressful processes, but it's very necessary. People are supposed to see the app, supposed to use it in the worst possible way,
mm-hmm,
and figure out all the problems. That's the point. Not giving it to actual users who don't really know, you know, how to use the thing. There's a way the coder would have designed the app is different. It's very different from the way a user would use it.
That's right.
All right,
even like you can know, like Facebook made Facebook to share people's pictures, connect with friends. They did not expect it to be what it is now, with the hate speech and all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much, Fasudor. Thank you for your thoughts on this, and thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Colin.
Absolutely. And there you heard it from Fisaya Fosudo, speaking to us on the e-Naira, his review. You can check him out on the socials and get more of his reviews. He's one of Africa's biggest tech reviewers. He also app and gadgets review from time to time. Well, Lagos, let's bring you in now and hear from you. You know, how far so far? Have you still downloaded the app? Do you have any positive review about the eNaira or the app? All right, there are two apps of the eNaira. Have you tried it? And what's your review? I know some people are already on the position of, you know what, anything from the government is down. Now you've heard a few things, how it positively, you know, benefits us, even though there's a lot more work to do. Would you rather support it and see how it goes? Would you rather give your review and get the CBN to work on it better?
Mm-hmm.
Or you just still, no, anything government, I don't want. Where are you? How far so far?
The phone lines are up, 0700-993-993-993. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that
on 0809-597-5805.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, welcome. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Collins.
Hi, Collins.
Hi, Collins. Welcome back.
My name is Ikafana.
Very fine. Go ahead. What's your contribution?
Okay, so what is there? I'm just driving down to my working place and I'm just listening about the conversation. But what I would say is that I don't really see it as something that I even need. Because I don't even see the benefit that I myself will benefit from it.
Mm.
And another thing is that, because I was listening to that guy, and he was saying that CBN having information and all that, okay, it's only of being fraudulent and all that. Okay, let's look about during the protest, what happened. You understand? They blocked a lot of people's accounts and all that. So I don't even see me giving Nigeria government my information like to be being self. Because at any time, they will, like, I just come and just do anything with you.
Oh, wow.
And when you have an easy access to it, it's also a big problem.
Okay.
So I don't really see that CBN or Nigeria government having your full detailed information about you himself.
Okay.
So I don't really see that as the best option for me.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
He doesn't trust the CBN to have that much power over his finances, as it were,
yeah,
if he's in the eNaira.
Okay, King Coach from somewhere in Nigeria says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Meta, you said, sounds like three in Yoruba.
Meta,
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. He says, about the eNaira, it's a no-brainer, except the CBN just wants to compete with the banks and connect directly with customers. It's not different from our banking apps, even not as good. Okay.
King
That's
Code.
On WhatsApp from King Code.
All right, more calls. How far so far?
Okay, Collins.
Turn down the volume on your radio. And it's Collins and Andrea.
Hey, Collins and Andrea. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Morning's there.
Oh, it's still morning. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm outside anyway. Okay. Good work you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's one thing Fosudo said, although he didn't really hammer on it, is the fact that the CBN doesn't take responsibility for when
cyber.
An attack happens on your account. There has to be that window of responsibility. Okay,
absolutely.
This is what is going to happen. This is, you cannot just keep quiet, be silent in the area. In something like this that is in the public and on the internet, because you can say it cannot happen and it happens. So what's going to happen? Then the other thing I would like to ask, if you can tell me, is how do you get your money into the eNaira wallet? Are we going to use the old Naira to fund the eNaira? How do we go about it, please? I don't know about that.
All right. I think there's a lot of information on the CBN website. And if you forget to download the app, the app will guide you on info. Before we count on, they say they do PR for CBN. But hey, you know, you could go on the website to check more information. We're interested in your personal, for those especially who are on, you're hearing the story, you're following the update on this eNaira. We're very much interested in knowing what Nigerians think. That's why we're asking how far so far. Now, for other information on how you want to know, how do you do this and all that, we try and get to connect with the CBN guys to come on the show, possibly to give us answer some of those questions. Very soon. That could be maybe next week we'll get that. In the meantime, you go to the website and find out more information and as it were.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Welcome. Is it sunny outside?
My name is Chris. I'm calling from Aja.
Welcome, Chris.
All right. Yeah.
I am actually a cryptocurrency trader.
Okay.
I think, to the best of my knowledge, I would rather stick to cryptocurrency than do Nigeria e-Naira. And the reason is very simple.
Why?
What is that? The government, anything the government has, especially the government of Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
anything Nigerian government decides to do, they almost always have a reason for doing that. That always favors them more than the citizens. That is the honest truth. Coming from the perspective of from history down the line, what has always happened.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, given your details to the Nigerian government or to the CBN is something very, very sensitive. The government, we've seen from history and in recent times how they've manipulated details of, you know, of people who they managed to have their flight data of. Right?
Okay.
Now, giving them your full access and your full details is going to be very crazy. When they try to do certain things, all right? Now, the reason why I said I prefer to do the cryptocurrency, this is transparent. It's a blockchain. It's a public ledger, right? You can see in and out of whatever is happening. It is a trusted means of transaction.
Yeah.
Okay, so why would I have the Naira, the normal Naira, digital Naira, the normal paper Naira. So why would I want to do the e-currency, the e-Naira? To me, I'm not seeing a major reason why I should do Naira.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I know that, you know, I asked a question of that, you know, being that the CBN would have a lot of our data, right? If we get to participate or be part of the user subscribed to these e-Naira, that means, I mean, if it catches on where that a lot of Nigerians become users of this app or of this technology, that means that the government would have access to
our data.
Right? And that means a lot of control.
Okay, but the government still has access to our data. The banks have access to our data.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And the banks are still regulated by the government.
Okay.
So if that's a worry, I mean, I'm worried because for some more people, the BVN and the banks, all the commercial banks are regulated by the CBN. So the CBN has access to all the banks and the information, including the data. I have to believe so. For you to regulate, you cannot not have access to someone who's under your regulation, to what they have. So the main worry has to be the fact that it's government, you know, it is government having access to details of your data and all that. And, you know, government government is politics involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it now matters what politics, you know, what favors a particular political, from the political angle.
Mm-hmm.
So that could also determine the kind of decisions the CBN will make.
Mm-hmm.
The CBN makes policies not all the time, not necessarily because of just generally because of the interest of Nigerians. Mm-hmm. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Most times it could be politically motivated. And that's what's done all over, because, of course, the CBN governor is appointed.
Yeah.
So these are some of the worries I believe Nigerians also have.
True.
But if the worry of data, I'm like, yo, banks have your data. So what specifically? Is it not the government factor?
Okay, Adego K from Lekki here says, I wanted to download the app, but changed my mind because there's no much difference from the fintech services.
Mm-hmm.
CBN just lacks creativity. Why not come up with the idea of allowing people use the eNaira app to transact their cryptocurrencies? That way they can be able to monitor crypto traders and investors' transaction.
Well, I think we have a lot more to unfold concerning this. And if the CBN is saying that it has come to stay, the government, even the president is saying that we're going to make a lot of money, save a lot of money as a result of the e-Naira, it looks like the government is not turning back on it. E-Naira, how far so far? That's been a conversation on Techie Talk today. We're wrapping up that now. Next week, hopefully, we'll get to hear from the CBN and we'll get to unfold. And of course, you know that certainly the commercial banks would be a loggerhead to the CBN. Not loggerhead, certainly. They're not supporting. They've been showing, expressing themselves that this whole idea is like you want to become a competitor as against being a regulator.
And that's exactly why some people are quite too worried about it. But anyways, we need to wrap it up right now. Thank you, Lagos Nigeria. It's been awesome hanging out with you. But now we need to say our goodbyes as news comes up at 12. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Deke, God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.